Patrick, are you surprised at all?
Yeah, man. I'm happy for the opportunity. I'm going to take advantage and do the best I can, man.
Patrick, how much interest did the Patriots show in you throughout the draft process?
They showed a lot of interest. I mean, a lot of teams did, but I mean, I was shocked. I was glad to get the call, and now I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to work.
Patrick, what do you know about the Patriots franchise? You said there was a lot of interest by the Patriots, but before the interest, what did you know about the franchise? What were your thoughts about this franchise?
They're great. They develop great players. They're very good. I'd love to be a part of that program, and now I am, so I'm going to take full of.
Patrick, can you just talk about the decision after you expressed interest in the draft last year to change your mind and come back for your senior season, and do you think that helped you in terms of your draft stock this year?
Yeah, I think it helped me. One, I graduated. I mean, that's a big thing nowadays for NFL teams. I graduated, got my degree, got better mentally and physically, and I think it helped me a lot, and obviously it did, and now it's time to go to work.
Patrick, talk about your experiences with the Patriots leading up to this. What were your workouts like? What were your interviews like?
Interviews were great. I love the facilities and the way out there. I love the coaches. I like the mood. It's about work. It's about business and getting out into business and make sure everything is right. That's who I am, and I'm just happy to be here.
Patrick, how old were you when you moved from Jamaica?
Maybe 9 or 10 years old, 10 years old.
Patrick, where were you when you got the call today?
I was with my family, just in my, you know, with my family.
At a draft party, or?
No, sir. It was just me and my family just hanging out.
Patrick, not to have you compare yourself with any player in the NFL in terms of ability, but in terms of the kind of game you play, are there any players that are either on the Patriots or other teams that you sort of play like?
I have my own, sir. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, I mean, if I had to choose, I mean, Bob Sanders, Mayweather, he's very good. I mean, it's all around safety, versatility, and that'll get you a long way.
What do you think your best attribute is in terms of playing in the NFL?
Tackling and leadership. But I'm going to do whatever coach wants me to do and work my hardest to be the best player I can be.
From what you know about the Patriots roster, are you looking forward to coming up here and meeting any certain players?
I mean, the team is full of great players. I'm just happy to be around all these great players and being a part of this football program with good coaches, good players, good fan base, and it's time to go.
What was the most surprising thing about the pre-draft process for you?
Most surprising from the combine, pro day, everything?
Yeah.
Most surprising. I would say the combine, the medical thing. That was a long day process. I mean, pulling on you, trying to find something find out something's wrong with you, and nothing's not. That's. I mean, people say it was gonna be bad, but I didn't know it was gonna be like that. It was a hectic day, but hey, nothing was wrong with me, and now I'm ready.
Patrick, what did you like about playing the rover position at Oregon?
Oh, you do everything. You're like a strong safety, free safety, corner, linebacker. You blitz, cover slot, cover tight end. Cover a deep pass, cover deep middle, curl flat. I mean, Rovers is just pretty much everything. You should be able to do everything. It's the most versatile position.
Did that come up at all when you spoke to the Patriots? They value versatility in their defensive backs.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, how they play their safety is that they have to do a lot of things. And I mean, I think I'm very versatile, and I'll do whatever coach wants me to, whatever he asks. There's no question about it. I'm going to do it.
Patrick, you mentioned your leadership style. Is it a kind of a are you a vocal player, or are you a lead by example type of guy? How would you describe that?
Yep, we both could be a great leader. Lead by example and on and off the field.
How seriously do you take that?
Excuse me, sir, I couldn't hear you.
How seriously do you take that kind of responsibility?
Very serious. It's good to be looked up on, and there's a lot of leaders there that I'm going to look up to them. I mean, there's leaders there, so I'm just going to learn from the best, take advantage.
Patrick, speaking of that, how much do you admire Rodney Harrison, and how closely have you studied his game?
Oh man, he's very physical. I love that as a guy. Very physical, very intense, passionate about the game. I mean, he's a leader. He makes plays. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Patrick, I know who your favorite team is now, but growing up as a kid, what team did you follow? What players did you follow?
Patriots, man.
Good answer.
Patrick, how did you? I know you played Rover. How did they use the safeties at Oregon? I mean, was it a situation where you had free and strong, or was it just left and right?
It all depends. It all depends on the covers. It all depends on type of formation they come out in. I mean, I could be deep, I could be left, I could be right. It all depends. We have our defense is all adjustments, so it all depends on formation the offense comes out in.
Did you kind of feel throughout this process you had to maybe dispel the myth that you were just an in-the-box safety?
I mean, that's what people say, but, I mean, you have to be versatile playing the next level, and I believe I can do it all, and I'm going to coach and all the coaches up there are going to maximize my ability, so I'm ready to go.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.